done this one. We already did this because we talked about Borderlands and we went outro with it.
Yeah, we went outro.
Oh, so we have done it. I'm right this time.
You're always right. Like, Ryan replays songs all the time.
Oh my god.
Is that so much of an issue?
You know what this feels like? When you're like ready to be done in the restroom going number two, but it's like you got a brown crayon in there.
You've said that joke before.
That's why I did it.
Oh.
You said that joke before?
We're redoing a whole episode, aren't we?
Hey, everybody! Welcome to Man Room Radio, the podcast where we sit in my garage and talk about life. This is episode 2.85. I'm your host, Litwit.
Litwit!
What's up, Litwit?
Witlit.
It's our first podcast.
Should we start over? Yeah.
This is my first time. I promise I know my name. I'm your host, Levi.
What's up, Litwit?
Lil Wit. With me, another host, Gio.
Well, guys, fun fact of the day, when the thumb drive was originally known, or USB drive, it's called a thumb drive because originally people were like, wow, that's so small, it's the size of your thumb.
That's a cool fact. Yeah, it was a good fact.
That's interesting.
It was educational.
Yeah, educational. Yeah. It was fun. It was more than Ryan does. It was great.
Wow. All
right.
And with me, another host, Ryan.
That was Ain't No Rest for the Wicked by Cage the Elephant.
I feel like they'd know because they'd heard it already on a previous episode.
Yeah, but did he announce it? Because if it was an outro.
It was an outro.
So then we are breaking copyright law.
So many of them. I tried to tell you that earlier, but you weren't listening.
Because we don't give credit on the outros.
On the outros,
oh, yeah. Do we need to do that?
Maybe.
Someone told Ryan.
I'm sure we can just do that once there's a cease and desist.
I'm done.
Yeah, you're like, we're sorry, we didn't know.
Okay.
Because that's how it works.
Have you guys seen the new Sonic the Hedgehog trailer?
Dude, I saw a picture. Can I just tell you how freaking out I am?
What?
I'm so out.
I don't care.
Yeah.
It's fine. Like, people are freaking out because it doesn't look like Sonic. It's Sonic. It's Sonic the Hedgehog. Like, everybody... It doesn't matter that his eyes aren't the right size.
The fact that that guy's still relevant and around, like, they should just be stoked with that.
Just collect your spinning circle coins and...
How do you make a movie about that?
Same way you do a Detective Pikachu.
No. Sonic was not an RPG. Pokemon was, or a card game. Like, there's way more depth.
Wait, is it a card game or an RPG?
There's both.
I didn't know that was.
Does a card game make it have depth?
Yes.
It's just
because
a character.
There's a storyline to it. There's characters within the card game. Like, there's more depth to it. Sonic was just like you collect coins and defeat Dr. Robotnik. Okay.
Yeah, but not the cartoon. I mean,
I didn't know there was a cartoon.
Dude, there's like three.
And by the way, I totally just like disintegrated my argument against myself.
Because you defined the plot.
Yeah. And I realized, oh, okay, yeah, there's a kind of a story. But it just doesn't seem like there's that much. It just seems... That game didn't have like super deep detail. It was like, you run sideways, there's the boss, jump on him.
The original one didn't, but I think later on they added a bunch of stuff. Okay. None of which you're seeing in the movie.
I think Detective Pikachu is not going to have a whole lot of plot that... parallels like any of the Pokemon plot. This is about some guy whose kid.
The Pokemon world is so much more vast. There's way more characters. There's literally like 150 more characters.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, there's just way more characters. So there's more you could do with a movie. It's more understandable to me.
I've got nothing against the animation that the internet is freaking out about.
It's so bad that they're redesigning it.
What?
Are they?
Yeah. Wow. Yep, they're going to go. Because it's all CGI, right?
People are that upset about it?
Yes, people are like freaking out because he has like human teeth and I guess like the eyes aren't right.
That's going to be terrible. Why, like, you shouldn't let the internet decide like how, if you already created it, I don't think you should retcon it.
What if it looks better when they redesign it?
I guess. I don't know.
Maybe you should be patient and wait, you know, before you jump to conclusions.
Me?
Yes.
No, I'm still crazy. Yeah, I'm still on it. Like,
I've heard this argument before.
Oh, brother, this freaking guy. Who let him in here?
Okay, on the topic of video game
Drinking a Lagunitas Maximus IPA.
That does not anything to do with... Where did that come from?
Ship has sailed.
Oh, I thought we were just redoing everything that we always did.
God, jeez.
Yeah. Fun fact, polar bears can eat 86 penguins.
Are you sure that's the fact?
I heard it somewhere. Somebody told me
once. Can you please... This is... We're off the rails!
We don't know where we're going!
Okay.
I finally saw Ready Player One.
Oh, what'd you think?
Oh, you saw before you... Okay, yeah, so tell
me. Yeah, I'm not going to read it.
I know, I sent you the audiobook.
Yeah, and I didn't listen to it.
Yeah, I know, I know.
I thought it was cool.
Yeah?
Yeah. I mean, it proves my point, though, that, like, TV is better at telling stories. Everything happens so fast, there's, like...
Yeah, that movie happens so fast. I rewatched it recently, so it's funny you brought it up. You know, there's so much that happens in that movie, and they just blow through it.
Yeah, there wasn't enough time to see all of, like, the characters they threw into it.
No, and the characters weren't developed enough. Like, we can... Spoiler alert, if you're really saving Ready Player One, like, turn this off now and tune in back after you watch it.
Yeah, fast forward 3 minutes.
So, have you seen it?
Yeah.
Okay. So, you know that one the character H in the movie?
No, you're going to have to, like... Oh, yes, yes, yes.
H. Wait, which one's H?
The big, like... The guy that made the Titan.
Oh, the girl.
Yes.
Yeah.
But that's supposed to be a twist. But it wasn't that big of a twist, I felt like.
Right.
Because you didn't know the character that well, so you didn't care.
Yeah. Got it.
Like, when it happened in the movie, you were just like, oh, okay.
Yeah, but yeah. I remember in the book, when I was listening to it, I was like, oh, that's crazy. But also, the trailer for the movie ruined that for me.
Oh, really?
Because I saw it and I was like, oh, that's crazy. In the book, he's a guy.
I figured it out because in the movie, he says, like, it could be a dude.
And that's why you're like, oh, that must be a girl.
Right.
Got it. Okay, that's cool.
Yeah. So
that foreshadowing was obvious.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, it's cool that they paid homage to so many, like, you know, pop culture things.
So many games in there.
Yeah.
That big battle.
Yes, it was sweet. Although, you know what I could have done without? I could have done without so much Tracer. Like,
yeah,
get
that
Tracer.
That wasn't even the book. That was just shoved in for the movie.
Get Tracer out of there, okay? Like,
can I tell you something cool or do you think you'll ever listen to it or anything? Or read it or listen?
No, I won't.
Okay. So you know how he gets that extra life coin
mm-hmm.
from the butler or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
In the book, he's trying to find the third key and he goes into a laundromat and plays Tetris, but he has to beat it with a perfect score and he has to beat Ogden's score or whatever. Or it's Pac-Man, not Tetris. And so if you play long enough, some glitch happens, he does it, and then he gets the coin for beating Ogden's score, but doesn't get a key. So he's, like, super bummed. He's like, cool, I got a collector item, but I didn't get the key. And that's when, like, they start beating him on the scoreboard. So anyways, it ends up being, like, a big twist because you think he just wasted his time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but...
Oh, that's cool.
But in the movie, it was just, like, a throwaway thing, like, yeah, a quick little bet.
Here you go, I lost a bet.
Yeah, Yeah, anyways, I like the movie, but, like, your point is correct. You need more character development.
Right, and that's why TV is going to continue. Like, I think TV is eventually going to, like, put the movie business out of business.
Because of the long form, right?
Yeah, you can do, like, a book.
Yeah.
Like, you're
closer to it.
Absolutely. You can do way closer to a book. Like, you can actually develop characters and have follow their stories because you've got the time to do it.
Could you imagine Ready Player One as, like, a TV series where it could have been the same plot, but it would have taken a full season of episodes instead?
Yeah, that would have taken, like as a key per season you could have done.
Yeah, and the depth they could have gone into the characters so that when you finally do meet H, it's like, mm-hmm. oh, shit!
Right, and then flip this now. Look at this. Imagine them trying to do Game of Thrones as a movie.
They did this last episode, and it was like, it's this last season is like all our episodes, and they're only doing six of them, so it feels really shoved.
But you see what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Like trying to do the entire storyline.
Seven seasons
in a movie, you can't do something like that, right?
Well, that's what, like, actors, like, if I'm an actor, I'd rather be on a TV show. Like,
well, and I think that's what you're starting to see. You're starting to see, like, big-name movie actors ditching...
Going on to TV.
I
saw Uma Thurman on a Netflix series.
Yeah, I think you're seeing a lot of it. I think I saw Julia Roberts doing one.
Yeah.
Like Sandra Bullock did one.
Yeah, like that's just where it's at now.
Yeah, that's...
Talking about Bird Box, though? Wasn't that just a Netflix movie?
I thought she was on something else. I could be wrong.
Doesn't matter. The Netflix movies are blockbusters now.
Yeah.
They were complaining that they shouldn't be allowed to compete against box office numbers. Because they said, like, its release rivaled, like, a theater numbers, Bird Box did.
Uh-huh.
And so the movie theater people were like, no, it shouldn't count because that's just people at home, and you don't know how many eyes are actually on that TV because they don't have to buy tickets.
Yeah.
But they were reporting, like, way higher numbers, like, movie theater style numbers.
Oh, yeah.
Well, views.
Yeah, but it was also really interesting.
Also, you don't know, maybe it was, like, four people watching that one view, so... I don't think TV should be able to compete with...
But Netflix isn't TV.
That's true. That's real true.
It's not.
Okay, but I still don't think, like, Netflix views should compete with movie views because the revenue is different.
So it should, yeah, that's fair. It should compete against, like, Hulu views or something.
Yeah.
Sure.
Or Amazon Prime.
I just want to turn 40 and see, like, movie theaters are not a thing anymore.
I personally really enjoy going to theater, and I'll keep going. Like, just the experience to me is fun, and I like going.
And I can see that, but I still... I want to be, like, Blockbuster died, right? Like, I want to be there the day that the movie theater dies.
Yeah.
And
not anytime soon if you were there for Endgame release.
1.2 billion.
Yeah, it's not going to happen anytime soon. I'm not going to say, I'm not saying it's too, give me 10 years. Like, 10 years, 15 years. I just want to see it happen.
So you're trying to happen eventually. 15 years.
No. No, I think I'm 7 years out on that. Okay, I have a strange phenomenon to tell you about that happened the other day. Okay.
Tell me all about it.
Okay, so... I leave work and I'm hungry.
Yeah.
I'm really hungry.
So chungry.
Yeah, I'm chungry.
Yeah.
What?
It's after hungry.
Yeah, it's the next level. And then the next one after that's called bungry hungry.
Yeah.
Where does hangry fall in?
That's no. Like a other thing when other things happen. It's like
that's an emotion from any of those three sets of hungry. Okay. Like if you're hungry, chungry, or bungry hungry.
Okay, I mean
you can still
it's a
be angry.
It's a symptom. It's a symptom of chungry. Uh-huh.
It's like when you run a lot, you're tired.
Yeah, like if you have strep throat, you might also have a fever. You don't like have a fever and not strep throat. A fever is a symptom.
It's
of
a square
throat.
Rectangle thing.
You
sure?
You know whatever makes you get it, Ryan. We'll be proud of you.
Okay, I get it.
So needless to say,
you were chungry.
I was chungry.
Okay, chungry.
He's looking it up.
No, this is like a thing you guys just made up right
now,
right?
I've been saying it for years.
You've never said this before. This is bullshit. You're a fucking liar.
Oh, I see what Ruby Dibby's doing.
So I decide that I'm going to go to Jack in the Box.
Uh-huh.
It's 11 o'clock.
Where else would you go?
P.M.
A.M.
He got off work, Ryan.
He just said A.M.
No, I'm sorry. So it was A.M.
Oh,
okay,
I
because
fucked
it's
up.
Like,
yeah.
I'm going to go hide under a bed.
It won't be made. Not if it's at Levi's house.
Cool. What? Damn, low blow.
Yeah, wow.
No, because he says he doesn't make his bed.
That's accurate.
Episode 4. I thought we were doing throwbacks. Let's go. All right?
Yeah, okay,
it's supposed to be all Ryan does in his spare time.
I know, dude. Ryan's
got a great memory.
Ryan's...
You can attest to it. Hey, episode 4, what is it called when you put the time? Timestamp. 3 minutes, 52 seconds.
Oh, damn. Yeah, no, that's when he said
guys,
about
can
not
we finish
being able
the freaking...
to fold his t-shirts.
Can we finish the Jack in the Box?
So I drive up to this Jack in the Box.
Yeah.
And it's one of those driveways, like, to get into the little area where there's a Jack in the Box, like, off the street. What do you call that? Like, a driveway, but you're not... It's like...
I don't know
like
what
in
the
parking,
hell you're talking about.
In the parking lot?
Yeah, like, it's like, you're on a street, right? And you turn
that
right...
That wiggle!
You're on a street,
you're on a street. And you got to turn into... Like the parking lot where there's a Jack in the Box,
yeah.
Right? Or another thing, right? Yeah. Like, but it's not
center.
A driveway.
Entrance?
Yeah, sure, entrance.
Okay.
And there's a cone in one of, like, on the way in, like the one that would go to the way in. But I'm like, I'm hungry for Jack in the Box, so I'm just gonna go around this cone.
You caused a freaking traffic jam.
No. So I drive into this Jack in the Box, and I see a bunch of cones all over the place, okay? But there's people from Jack in the Box outside standing around talking. Things seem shady.
Yeah.
But I'm like...
You don't... Like, your chungry is blinding you.
Yeah, I am. And so I'm like, what's going on here? Like, so I pull... I drive up, and then there's nowhere else for me to drive. It's like a dead end. So I have to turn around awkwardly. They're staring at me. So then I go park. And I get out the... I get out of the car.
There's no drive-thru? Or you weren't doing drive-thru?
The drive-thru had cones in front of it. Like, this place was coned off. Like, zombie apocalypse had happened or something.
Okay, okay.
But I need to know what's going on, right? Like, maybe it's just the drive-thru's closed. Like, whatever. I walk up, and there's a lady there. I was like, hey, is this, like, Jack in the Box? Are you guys open right now? She's like, no, we're not open yet.
Yet? At 11?
Yes! And I look at this lady, confused, and I'm like, what? And she's like, yeah, not open yet, sorry. And that was it.
That's the end of the story.
You didn't give more detail?
How do you not give
more
detail?
Why not? Listen. Okay.
I'm a bit listening.
I was chungry, okay? Do you think I'm going to sit around and chat about why they're closed? No, I need to get this chungry satisfied.
You didn't have the chitters, so you wouldn't stay
in
chat.
So I got in my car and drove off. But then as I left...
The chitters?
Okay.
Can you...
Now you're just making shit
up. Be respectful.
He said the story was over.
No.
Was there more?
He got back in his car and...
No, then I went to Jersey Mike's and got lunch.
And that's the end of the story. What the fuck are chitters now?
You're just like chatty Cathing it up. I get them when I have too much caffeine.
You don't have them when you're chungry, though. Because you want to go eat.
You want to go eat.
Yeah. When you're chungry, you go after food.
Rare cases have reported chitters with hungry bungry, but...
It's bungry hungry, but sure.
No, I'm sorry. Yeah. It's because the cases are so few and far between.
Okay. I have one last question for you guys.
Please. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Throw it on down this way.
Let me... Okay.
Throw it on down.
Do either of you cook with a cast iron skillet?
Yes, sir.
No.
Okay. Sounded like that made you angry.
No, it's no.
Because I just can't get mine to be right. Okay.
What do you mean?
So, like, you read about cast iron skillets, and they're like, oh, you put a bunch of oil on them, and you bake them for 5 hours, you know, and that's going to season them, right? Mm-hmm. And then they're going to have, like, this film on them, allegedly.
Sort of, yeah.
Well, I've done that, like, 5 times, okay? And it's still... doesn't give me the film, okay? So it's still, stuff fucking sticks to this thing.
Oh.
Okay? So I've got to cook, like, bacon in it first so that everything else doesn't stick, right? And I thought I was maybe like, okay, this is just how it is, until I was at a thrift shop and I found a cast iron skillet at a thrift shop and picked it up and looked at it and, like, no, there's a fucking film on there.
It's probably an old skillet, though, right?
It is.
Yeah. So it's going to take you a while to build up just that... It's like the opposite of corrosion. It's just that little that you don't even notice until all of a sudden, oh shit, when did this film show up?
What do you think, like 2 years?
Yeah.
Because it's been 2 years.
Oh, really?
The conviction with which you asked 2 years? And he's like, yeah. And you're like,
yeah.
Your eyes are ready to freaking fire that.
Because it's been 2 years. The way we do it is, even if... We've only had one for about a year, but Ryan's we still put a little bit of... What?
Ryan's got the film in a month.
Yeah, I do it real quick. But we still put a little bit of oil in it at the beginning every time anyway, because it still needs to build up. So, we don't have the film yet.
Okay.
But,
like, what's this guy to do? Like, is it going to take me 15 years? I know Jeff knows. I need to ask him.
Yeah, he seems like Travis would know.
Well, he listens.
I know he does. He's listening right now.
Mm-hmm.
So, Jeff... I'm going to ask you at some point when I see you.
Actually, Jeff, could you just text us right now?
Does Jeff have a nickname?
Big Jeff?
On the show?
Big Jeff.
Oh, Big Jeff from Babylab?
Oh, yeah, Jeff from Babylab.
Jeff from Babylab.
Mm-hmm.
Not Jeff from Unnecessary.
Same Jeff.
But that's not his nickname.
So, no, he's...
So Jeff from Babylab should not be confused with Jeff from Unnecessary.
I mean, it's the same guy, but it's Jeff from Babylab.
Different radio personality, though.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
All right, that's all I got today. Gio, take us home.
Hey, guys, thanks for tuning in. If you're a new listener, we are here, and we do a show. So thanks for checking it out. We're glad you tuned in. Check out our Facebook at Man Room Radio, also Instagram, also Twitter. Learn more about us, send us your thoughts, shoot us some questions, and tune back in next week so Ryan can play the same song.
I'm just going to use the same song next week.